Our brains are extraordinary machines, but they come with serious factory defects. Every day, we make systematic thinking errors that cloud our judgment and lead us astray. These aren't random mistakes, but predictable patterns that have plagued humanity for generations. When smart people make dumb decisions, it's often because they've fallen into one of these cognitive traps. Understanding these mental blind spots isn't just intellectually fascinating. It's essential for making better choices in everything from investments to relationships. These thinking errors affect our perception of reality, our decision-making process, and ultimately the quality of our lives. By recognizing these patterns, we can develop strategies to counteract them and see the world more clearly. When you see a best-selling author or chart-topping musician, it's easy to attribute success solely to passion and practice. This overlooks thousands who failed pursuing similar dreams. For every Taylor Swift, countless talented singers never make it. The S&P 500 demonstrates this bias by regularly removing failing companies, creating an illusion of consistent growth. Harvard's success rate offers another example. While graduates' achievements are often credited to their education, these students were exceptional before admission, with acceptance rates below 5%. Professional swimmers succeed primarily because of their natural physiques, not the reverse. Our pattern-seeking brains, evolved to spot predators and food, often find false meaning in randomness. Swedish singer Fredrik Jorgensen claimed to hear voices of the dead in recordings, while the face on Mars was simply rock formations under clearer imaging. This pattern-seeking becomes dangerous in financial markets. Technical analysts often lose money following elaborate chart patterns. One investor went broke following a complex algorithm linking gold, oil, and stocks, successful in backtesting but failing in reality. To combat survivorship bias, study the failures. Examine companies like Blockbuster and Kodak, not just Apple and Amazon. What you don't see, the failures and quiet exits, often matters more than visible successes. Milgram's famous experiment revealed our deep vulnerability to authority figures, while Solomon Asch showed how readily people conform to group opinion, even denying obvious truths. While social proof can be useful, like finding restaurants in foreign places, it's frequently exploited to manipulate mass behavior. These biases create dangerous group dynamics, as seen in the 1961 Bay of Pigs disaster. Kennedy's advisors unanimously approved an invasion plan based on false assumptions, exemplifying Irving Janis's observation that close-knit groups develop illusions of invincibility. No one challenges consensus, driven by our evolutionary fear of exclusion. Our pattern-seeking nature and confirmation bias lead us to embrace supporting evidence while dismissing contradictions, a tendency particularly dangerous in business leadership. To counter these social traps, challenge unanimous decisions, question assumptions despite potential rejection, and assign devil's advocates in groups. As Somerset Maugham noted, if 50 million people say something foolish, it is still foolish. Have you ever finished a terrible movie just because you'd already paid for the ticket? This thinking error appears everywhere, from continuing failed projects to staying in toxic relationships because of time invested. The more we invest, the harder it becomes to let go, driven by our need for consistency and fear of admitting mistakes. The Concorde effect, named after Britain and France's continued investment in a doomed aircraft, shows how this leads to costly errors. This relates to loss aversion. We feel losses roughly twice as painfully as equivalent gains plays us. Losing $100 hurts twice as much as finding $100 feels good, an instinct that evolved when one mistake could be fatal. We're naturally more sensitive to negative stimuli. Scary faces stand out more than smiling ones, and negative feedback impacts us three times more than positive feedback. For better decisions, ignore past investments and focus on future prospects. Ask yourself, knowing what I know now, would I still make this choice? If not, walk away. We instinctively create stories to find meaning in random events, whether interpreting history or daily life. this tendency distorts our understanding. While reality is complex and chaotic, our narratives oversimplify it. Media coverage illustrates this bias. A bridge collapse becomes a human interest story rather than an engineering analysis. We're wired to remember emotional narratives over factual sequences, preferring "the king died and the queen died of grief" to "the king died and the queen died." This storytelling combines with hindsight bias, our belief that past events were predictable. My great-uncle's 1940 diary showed conviction that Paris's occupation would end quickly, though it lasted 4 years. The 2008 financial crisis seems inevitable in hindsight, but wasn't obvious then. This I-told-you-so mindset inflates our confidence in predictions and leads to poor decisions. We retroactively create logical explanations from world events to relationships. Combat these biases by documenting your predictions and reviewing them later. Study primary historical sources instead of modern interpretations to understand events' true unpredictability. We often overestimate our influence over uncontrollable events, from lottery players insisting on picking numbers to sports fans believing their gestures affect game outcomes. This overconfidence extends to knowledge. When psychologists asked people to make estimates with 98% certainty, they were wrong 40% of the time. Similar delusions appear in self-assessment. 84% of Frenchmen rate themselves above average lovers, while 93% of U.S. students claim to be above average drivers. Even experts aren't immune. Consider Max Planck letting his chauffeur deliver his Nobel lecture until a professor's question exposed the deception. This illustrates Charlie Munger's distinction between real knowledge, deep understanding, and chauffeur knowledge, superficial expertise. The key is knowing your circle of competence, understanding what you truly know versus what lies beyond your expertise. True experts admit their limitations. Charlatans never do. Focus on what you can genuinely influence and accept what you cannot control. We often mistake statistical variations for intervention effects. When patients improve after treatment or struggling schools show progress, we're likely witnessing regression to the mean, natural fluctuation, rather than successful intervention. Outcome bias leads us to judge decisions by results instead of process, like analyzing a lucky monkey's random stock trades as success factors. We often mistake chance for skill. The paradox of choice, as Barry Schwartz explains, creates three problems: decision paralysis, poorer choices, and increased dissatisfaction from constant second guessing. Our hunter-gatherer brains struggle with modern complexity. While quick reactions served our ancestors, today's decisions require careful consideration. Use checklists for important choices and trust intuition for minor ones. Better decisions come from avoiding systematic errors rather than acquiring more knowledge. As Warren Buffett says, "Charlie and I have not learned how to solve difficult business problems. What we have learned is to avoid them." Clear thinking emerges from eliminating errors, not pursuing brilliance.